K-Stay Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, coming at you with another daily recording on Tuesday, November 29th, 2022, folks. And Saturday in general is going to be a big day for the programs of K-State University here in Manhattan, Kansas, right? Okay, so yeah, the first game, we've been talking about it all week long. You have not been paying attention or been listening to some other K-State podcasts. You know what's going on with this football team. Obviously, going down there to Arlington. Well, I'm not, unfortunately. But a lot of you guys will, representing K-State Nation here in Manhattan, Kansas, going down there to Arlington to represent as we take on TCU to try to spoil what would be for them a perfect season and a spot for the college football playoff for TCU and all that's out there, all the Sugar Bowl memes and all that other stuff. Yeah, it could be moot point for K-State at this point. But again, a lot of football yet to be played. It could get really dicey. College football, we've seen it. Last week's a perfect example of that. So we'll see what happens down there. Obviously, K-State, this has been the most talked about, probably, game finally coming to fruition since we lost it in Fort Worth 2 months ago, right? So it's all out there. K-State's got a second chance, got another opportunity to show them, Horned Frogs, what we're all about down there. And of note as well, keep this in mind for Saturday, right? So obviously, I'm recording this on Tuesday night, so this is not going to go out till either Friday or probably even before the game, actually, now I even think about it, because we have all this great K-State content being put out here as well for the next, 2 weeks, of course, with K-State being down in Arlington, and I'm going to that same region, Dallas, next week. But yeah, so this might be put up on Saturday morning, so you're going to get your fix right off the bat. And for K-State fans, Adrian Martinez, as it was stated from a few of the K-State media outlets today, will be available. So, and then somebody tweeted out a possible small package for him as well for this game. So remember, we remember going back to October, right? Adrian Martinez, and remember, this was off the bye after just getting past Iowa State, right? So we thought the bye week would help out the injuries, because Adrian Martinez, Deuce, and several others were banged up, if I'm not recall. And then, of course, Adrian Martinez gets hurt on like the second or third play of the game. He goes out, and of course, TCU were to score first, and then, of course, Will Howard. That's where it's all started. Will Howard comes full circle. Will Howard comes in and just balls out, throws the ball down the field like, who is this guy? Right? So, not even close. These two quarterbacks, Max Duggan on the other side and Will Howard, these are quarterbacks that did not. Duggan was too consistent, and Will Howard also had his moments as well, but these are two different total quarterbacks for this huge, humongous game in the conference for the conference title, right? So that's what's on the line here, and we'll just keep our eyes on it for sure. But Chris Kleiman did say Will Howard is the starter, and I agree 100%. It's nice to have that insurance possibly back on the field. Will Adrian Martinez see the field on Saturday? I can't answer that. I don't know. I do not know. But I have seen my share of some two quarterback play. Whether it's SEC championship game, come to note, Jalen Hurts had to come off the bench for, I believe it was Tua. And then it was vice versa in the national championship game. And of course, I think it was the year after. It was vice versa. Tua started. He struggled. Jalen came in, saved Alabama, the dramatic comeback effort there. In this case, guys, will we see that here? Am I predicting something? I don't know. I don't know. But this offense seems to take a few more steps further than when Adrian's behind. But don't I wouldn't rule it out. I would not rule it out, especially if K-State were to start off on the wrong foot. Hopefully not, but this offense tends to really, really jump on folks in the first half of games. Since Will Howard, QB18, has taken over and is taking flight here in this game. But I would not, despite Will Howard's heroics, obviously, and he's hot, red-hot planks that's taking over the starting QB job, I would not rule that out a possibility. At least maybe seeing him maybe a series or maybe at a critical point in the game when K-State needs something big to happen. So I know some of y'all don't want to hear that, but hey, it's the actual truth because you just never know. But hey, K-State's offense has been humming when Will Howard has been at quarterback. So that's Chris Klieman's where it's going. I have no problem with that whatsoever. I'm Team Will, and we'll see what happens. But definitely keep a small eye on Adrian Martinez, as Chris Klieman today, his press conference, said he will be available for the championship game on Saturday. Also, what's going on Saturday, right? And we all download this. It will be game day in prime time back here in Manhattan, Kansas. Wichita State comes calling to Bramlage to take on the men's team of K-State. And remember, K-State had already been played a game this week against Butler on the road in Indy. So, question is, will he still be undefeated by that time? I don't know. Again, I have no idea what's going on there. It's a big game, and a lot of eyes kind of been taken off of it because of the Big 12 appearance by the football team. So, really interesting to see how that goes. I still think it's going to be I think there's enough time. Well, I ain't saying because if we win the Big 12 championship, it's going to be a party down there near Arlington all night long. So I wouldn't expect any of y'all to come back maybe for Sunday night. But for the rest of us, huge game basketball-wise here, non-con. Yes, Wichita State has had its problems. And I don't know what happened to them. These guys should be good. Now, at least I don't have their record put up or anything like that, but they've been struggling. But still, I want to take the fact that this is still a rivalry game. Remember what happened last year. K-State fell behind in this game in Wichita before this became a back-and-forth affair. And then K-State made a couple more plays, more than the Shockers down the stretch, to beat them. Down there, Mark Smith, Noel company overtook the Shockers late in that game, which was one of my favorite wins of the year for K-State last year. Now Wichita State's got to come here. I would expect it depends on the students. A lot of the student section bought on them damn tickets for good reason. All them damn tickets to the Big 12 title game on Saturday. So I'm pretty sure there could be a lot, or at least some tickets available or given away for this game. This could be a really big day for K-State. If K-State manages to pull off the upset in the first game of many in the championship Saturday on football, and then prime time at 8 Central time, we come back here, and K-State men's team, basketball team, led by Keontae Johnson, Marquise Noel, head coach Jerome Tang, they take care of business against Wichita State. This could be a really good day Saturday-wise as well. So a lot going on. Let's not forget, I kind of been thinking about that today, kind of late actually, because of all what's going on. Everybody's just focusing on that, but we got to bring it back a little bit here in Manhattan, Kansas, for those that aren't so lucky or are able to go due to schedules or whatnot to Arlington for the big game. There's a big game going to be here in the rivalry as we try to take 2-0 over Wichita State Saturday night. And of course, I got a lot going on this weekend. Of course, like I said, this is a monster first two weekends of the month of December for yours truly. Given the fact, yes, K-State, we know what they're doing down there in Arlington this weekend, or as this podcast will come out today. And then I don't know, depending on what Flint Hills does on the girls and boys side, we'll have to see how that squares up. Because usually what happens in these tournaments, as, oh, by the way, if those of you like, what's going on? The 27th annual Shea tournament for Flint Hills Christian School basketball, which I've been covering Flint Hills
basketball for the boys and girls side for the last, I don't know, 6-7 years now. That's on this weekend as well, so I may, sadly, may or may not be able to catch. I'm going to tell it to you this right now. May or may not have miss parts of the game, which sucks. Because this, I wish this was, again, with so much going on, I wish this was last weekend. But it is what it is. You know, you run into conflict sometimes. You just got to deal with it as it comes along. But we'll have to see. Maybe, you know, both men and women will win, so they'll play a little bit later on Saturday, so I won't miss anything else with that. We'll just have to see what happens there. I got to get used to a new pregame board and whatnot, because the FHCS remodeled a gym, I believe, and they added a new building to their classrooms and whatnot. So they're really psyched up about bring stats to the table. So finally, I do my own stats. That's what finally I'm able to, you know, hey, that's good for me, you know, to keep up what's going on with Flint Hills Christian School basketball. Oh, by the way, on Angel 95. So for like the 10% of you that's not going to be not into sports or whatever, or not, I shouldn't say not into sports, but aren't going to be paying attention or going to be out of town, whatnot, you can catch the Angel 95's broadcast of the Shea Tournament this weekend. Features yours truly of Warrior Basketball. So I got the notification an hour ago that they did pass code, which is good. So I had no doubts about that, other than they didn't pass the second time. Or not the first time, they passed the second time. So, but yeah, as you can tell, lots going on this weekend. Yeah, I'm just looking forward to the next, really this weekend and next weekend. I was really looking excited, very excited, and we'll just have to see what happens with K-State athletically. On the flip side, football championship, Big 12 style in the morning. Then for your late dessert, you got Wichita State on the basketball side, the hard floor side, back here in Manhattan, Kansas. Ramblers Coliseum, I'm pretty sure, is going to be hopping, especially once this thing comes out, if K-State were to beat Butler and stay undefeated. We'll see what happens there on that as well. But this will come out on Saturday, given the facts as well, because I got the weekly edition will be set for Friday at some point as well. So we all listen to this. It will be game day, baby. Game day Saturday. Cat Saturday. Yeah, it'll be game day. Probably an hour before kickoff here. Have y'all Purple Alone for sure, folks. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. If you're new to this K-State podcast, we appreciate you for listening. And you want more K-State content from us, there's plenty of it this week. And you can go back to the archives and check out the latest weekly episodes of this podcast. And we're going to have, obviously, a huge weekly podcast for you guys this week. And it will be already be out when this one is uploaded to the feed on Saturday morning as well. That's going to do it for this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats. We'll see what happens on K-State Saturday. Big games coming up. K-State on the slate. TCU in Arlington, Texas, and Jerry World. And then the nightcap, Wichita State, K-State, back here in Bramlage.